31-year-old man plummets from 9th story of Jersey City building, lands on BMW, and lives. By Nick Gilbertson on October 8, 2021. A man plummeted from a 9th-story window from a building in Jersey City, crashed into a parked BMW 330 on street level, and lived. The 31-year-old man plunged from a building located at 26 Journal Square in New Jersey at 10:20 a.m. on October 6. The man, who remains unidentified, was conscious after impact, and his right arm flailed to the side in a bizarre and gruesome fashion. 21-year-old Christina Smith witnessed the incident while walking to a nearby McDonald's, the New York Post reported. Smith called 911 before she recorded a stomach-turning video of the scene. The video has been posted to her Facebook page. Warning: graphic video below. I cannot believe I seen this man fall from the building and land on a car in Jersey City. It's still replaying in my head, she wrote in the caption of the clip. I heard a big boom and I didn't think it was a person at first, Smith told the New York Post. The back window of the car just busted out, exploded. Then the guy jumped up and started screaming. His arm was all twisted. The sound was very loud. He was screaming help, Smith informed Daily Voice. I was trying to tell him to calm down and stop moving. Smith reported that the man asked her what happened after the jump. She responded, "You fell," she told the Post. I was like, oh my God. I was shocked. It was like being in a movie, Smith added. 50-year-old Mark Bordeaux works in the building where the incident took place and shared his account of the chilling scene with the Post. He fell into the car through the sunroof, then climbed out of the car and fell on the ground. He was trying to get up but people were trying to get him to stay down. You don't know how hurt you are, Bordeaux told the Post. So he stayed there until the police and ambulances came, Bordeaux added. He kept saying, leave me alone, I want to die. You saw one of his arms was clearly broken, but he was conscious, he was moving. He wanted to die. That was his agenda. But God had something else in mind, Bordeaux told the Post. Workers and witnesses reported that the man did not work at the building and said that his presence at the location was unclear, according to the Post. A person familiar with the incident informed the outlet that the man refused to identify himself to police as of the afternoon of October 7. Jersey City spokesperson Kimberly Wallace Scalzione announced that the man was transported to the hospital and remained in critical condition as of Thursday, the Post reports.